B'tachon for Life, Shir 1751, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshiyas Achrimais Kedoshim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. This chos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing different levels in B'tachin, in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control. And level 3 that the Michtam Eliyahu brings in his Chelek Aleph is really what we spoke about yesterday. Internalizing the Ani Mamin in the simple understanding of it, which means there is no nature at all. Everything that we see in front of us is just there as a hester, as a smokescreen, as an Nisayan, to see how we're going to respond. But it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not even like the mashal that we gave earlier about the person with the pen who is writing. It's not even that, says the Michtam Eliyahu. Nature is not a tool in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is not a tool at all. It's nothing. It's a smokescreen. There's nothing there. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vehu levadoi osa oise v'yase l'chol amasim. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom does everything. That's what a Yid has to believe. And by the way, that's not even the highest level. But this is something that we have to internalize and believe, because this is the truth. If a person says, yeah, but we have to work with nature, that's a terrible mistake. The only time we say we have to work with nature is from a hishtadlis perspective. How much am I required to do? I study the natural situation that I'm in, and I make a decision accordingly. But there is no existence to nature. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nature is not a tool in his hand. And of course, nature is not something on its own that the Rabbeinu Shalom set up, chas v'shalom. We have to understand it and live it. V'hu levadoi osa oise v'yaseh l'chol hamasim. The Rabbeinu Shalom alone does everything. Yes, he might do it in different ways, in different disguises, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the foundation of Emunah. This is how a Yid lives. And everything else that we're explaining is built on this foundation. And the more we internalize this foundation, the easier it will be to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.